Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Let's talk about enthusiasm. A person who shows up on time, shows interest in his or her job, and demonstrates a willingness to listen, learn, and try new things. Those are examples in part of the definition of enthusiasm. And enthusiasm isn't just talking about how excited you are about something. It's showing up and being fully present, throwing yourself in it, showing and being energetic. That's the whole package when we're talking about enthusiasm. Sometimes people have all the outward appearance, but when it's let's do it, let's be about it. All of us have had and those experiences where someone comes and they talk to you about something. They're so excited about it. And you, for me, I naturally go to the next steps. What's next? And I even have some people that are I have regular touch points with. And about the third touch point, about the third time I hear the same story, my thought is, this is in your head, but it's not in your actions. And there's really no need for us to go on with coaching and touch points. Because when it comes to coaching someone that wants to be an entrepreneur, the action isn't on my part. The action's on their part. So between that week-to-week appointment or every two-week appointment, if there's not action taking place, if that enthusiasm isn't turning into action, then we're really just stuck at the dreamer phase. And I'm about getting people into business and let's get out there quickly so that we know where we need to adjust and pivot and what direction. Are we going in the right direction? Are we really on to something? All of those things. So one of the things is how much of that enthusiasm is being demonstrated at the end. And this is something that some of you know that I've long coached in corporate America, approach called Agile. And Agile breaks work down in 2 week increments. And at the end of those 2 weeks, you're supposed to have something to demonstrate what you accomplished in those 2 weeks. You can apply all of this to your approach of launching your business, turning your dream or turning your hobby into a business. Every 2 weeks, hold yourself accountable for what you've accomplished. And I'm not just saying if you're a basket maker, you've made 20 baskets. That's not what's going to get it out there on the market. You have to do everything from what have I done from a supply chain perspective? What have I done from the in in Agile, there's the design, build, test. I would translate that into design, build, launch. Design, build, launch. Design, build, launch. Every 2 weeks, you're tweaking your design, you're building and have something tangible to show for it, and you're launching it. You're getting it out there. You're marketing it. It's out there, and it's not launched until someone, you've had a hit and you've sold. Someone has made that purchase. They made that connection. And sometimes when you get such a big backlog, you have a stockpile of stuff you've built, then you need to just focus only on the launch. Launch, 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 launch. And then once you've made and been successful in that, then you can go back to the design, build, launch. Design, build, launch. But you want to, in 2 weeks period of time, incorporate all three. Because you have this bright idea, you design it, you build it, but your validation that it is sellable, it's marketable, you're hitting a nerve within your clients, is that someone makes that purchase. And I've had to go in, and I've been through all of these cycles. I've experienced these. And a prime example, I set up a monthly calendar where I'm doing some type of, before I had the brick and mortar, I was doing an expo, I was doing a pop-up, I was maybe even doing online pop-ups, virtual, but I was there putting it in front of people. And that's probably scary for a lot of entrepreneurs, because putting it in front of people, that means it's up for judgment. And that's what scares a lot of people. This is my baby. This is my dream. This is my hobby. I don't want anybody judging it. Then be honest with yourself. It's a hobby and that's all it is. And if you have the income to put into this hobby and not get anything, no ROI or return on investment, then fine. You've just stockpiled a lot of things that you can give away at Christmas time and maybe to even homeless shelters. And that is fine. But if there's some inkling in you that this is sellable, that this is something that people will pay money for and that you'll be able to make a profit off and get a good return on your investment, if those ideas are floating in your head. Now, sometimes as artists, as creators, you need that business partner who's detached from the emotional part of making it. Now, most of us cannot afford that right out of the gate. Otherwise, whatever profits you're making, you've got to pay that the marketing and sales person that you're hiring. So in the beginning, that's why you have to be marketing and sales. And for me, I can remember the first times I put my books out there, you know, it just took one customer. There might have been several that walked by, but when that first customer that wasn't friends and family, just a customer that had no reason to stop by, look at my books, and then even actually make the purchase, it's a feeling that for me then just makes me want for more. Okay, I'm on to something. And every time I have set up a table, a booth, a pop-up, someone has given me some feedback. Some of it is way off in left field, and I leave it in left field. But I appreciate it, and I'm enthusiastic when they're sharing it with me. And sometimes it just reminds me, look, I've come a long way. I've accumulated a lot of knowledge and experience, so now I can filter out the good advice versus the bad. And I promise you, I never leave an event without taking away a nice little nugget that I can incorporate and then I use, and that has taken me a little bit further. Opening your ears and opening your mind, and it says it right there in that definition, and being enthusiastic, willingness to listen, learn, and try new things. I've always gotten something. So sometimes you just got to be patient through some of the left field comments to get that one little nugget that is that golden nugget, that aha moment, something you might not have ever thought about. Because, if, for example, me writing educational material, I need to hear from both the students, I need to hear from the parents, I need to hear from the teachers. So I'm always opening and I'm always having aha moments from them. And that's what's also very important about doing pop-ups, doing the launches, getting it out there. The thing that you fear is the thing that is going to take you to the next level. Everyone often thinks what's going to take me to the next level is my ideas. I'm the one that came up with this. This is mine. You know, it's my vision. It's my company. All ideas are going, you know, and you might have had that one successful idea. And then that even reinforces, see, my ideas and my ideas only is what's what I need in order to run my business. And that's shutting yourself off to the other gold mine and fertilizer that comes from the people who are interested or might be interested or potentially might be interested in your goods and services. You're cutting yourself off from the fertilizer that will help enrich your ideals. They're still your ideals when all is said and done, but some real good, rich fertilizer through listening, learning, and being willing to try new ideas, being willing to pivot, to adjust, to shift, to evolve your initial idea and vision is so important. So demonstrate, get yourself in a real good cycle where you're doing as much launching, if not more, than the design and build. And keep that enthusiasm. Even when you're getting that feedback, don't be afraid of that feedback. Keep a smile, be grateful, be thankful for feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. And you're on your way. Thanks for listening to another episode of Entrepreneurship A to Z. I'm Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. We'll talk again soon. Bye.